The organic food industry could have started its own checkoff program through the USDA, which would have raised money to fund research and marketing for organic foods.
Now, you probably don't know what we mean when we say a checkoff program, but you do probably know these ads.
Drink your milk, kids.
I don't want milk.
Milk's for babies.
Yeah, babies.
Well, yeah? Well, I happen to know that milk helps build strong bones. So drink up.
Good milk.
It's where we're at, it's what you want, it's on your mind, it's in your mouth, it's pork, and it's catching on the other white meat. Taste what's next.
You can have a great beef dinner in no time at all. Well, almost no time at all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
That is right. Those ads are all the result of checkoff programs for the dairy industry, the beef industry, and the pork industry, the other white meat there. But the organic food industry will not get its own checkoff program. And in fact, many organic farmers are happy about that. For more on this, I got a hold of Leah Douglas, associate editor and staff writer at FERN, the Food and Environment Reporting Network.
So the organic checkoff would look a little bit different in that it wasn't specified to be a checkoff for one commodity, but rather for all organic products. So the people paying into the checkoff pool would be organic producers, but also organic handlers. And some of the stakeholders in the checkoff happening were not just farmers, but also manufacturers who sell organic products and so on. Mm-hmm. So the organic checkoff would have collected a mandatory tax from anyone who fell within that stakeholder community for organics and was particularly oriented towards research for organic production. That was the main goal that the Organic Trade Association, one of the main goals that the Trade Association was hoping to achieve but when they proposed the checkoff back in 2015.
Right. But the USDA has decided not to go forward with this program, for the organic industry at least. So what led to that decision? Why did they decide not to?
Sure. So there's been a long comment period. As I said, it was initially proposed, the organic checkoff was proposed in 2015. Then there was several months of really a year of collecting comments and of USDA reviewing the proposal. The Agricultural Marketing Service said it collected over 15,000 comments about the issue. And basically what they said in their announcement last Friday was that there was, quote, uncertain industry support for and unresolved issues with the program. Hmm. So they basically decided that there were too many different opinions, too much conflict around what the checkoff was supposed to achieve, and so they decided that there wasn't grounds to move forward with it.
So this was kind of controversial, like not everyone in the organic industry wanted this.
Yeah, exactly, and it was controversial for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is that the way the checkoff was supposed to be structured, producers would only pay into it if they were grossing over $250,000, which was structured that way to not disproportionately burden smaller farmers, but at the same time, smaller farmers said, well, that means we won't get a say in how the money is used, and we won't get a say, and we won't be stakeholders in the checkoff itself. So that created some discord. There was also concern around how the voting process would work, the way it was proposed. And checkoff programs in general have become rather controversial, particularly the beef checkoff, but also the pork checkoff. Many of these programs have had allegations from farmers in different states that the money that's going into the programs is being misused, being misallocated, or that the promotions and marketing that are being generated from the checkoff dollars disproportionately favor farmers who grow, you know, large-scale industrial-style operations rather than farmers who are trying to differentiate themselves in the market with being an independent producer, a quote, local producer, and so on. So I think some of those also general issues, controversies with the checkoff program, the way it's structured nationally with all commodities, also affected some of the debate around the organic checkoff.
Right, right. And then there's the research arm of this, right? So this would have also funded research into the organic industry. Wouldn't that have been a good thing? Why would the industry not want that?
Sure. And I mean, that is an ongoing issue, is that many stakeholders, in fact, I think it's rather uncontroversial in the organic space, that there is not enough research funding towards new strategies for organic farming, for organic promotion, and so on. And so I think the idea that there should be more research funding for organic is not controversial. Mm-hmm. But what was controversial was whether the checkoff is the appropriate tool for getting that money.
All right. Leah Douglas is the associate editor and a staff writer for Food and Environment Reporting Network, or FERN. Leah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.